closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the
Tito Show.
Jimmy Doe. January 22nd, 007. Where is Jimmy?
What the hell is 007? Jimmy's here.
Jimmy is here.
Okay, good deal. Well, this is impromptu show. This is great.
Impromptu.
Well, sort of impromptu show. Did I say impromptu? I meant impromptu.
Promptu.
With Jack Rhodes here today?
Jack is here.
Good to be here. Counselor Curtis.
Hey, Jimmy.
We have legal things to talk about today.
I got some reports.
That's a good deal.
And some illegal things.
And our erstwhile engineer.
Always.
That's right. And Darth Vader. No, and Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Jimmy is here, too. I went to a little party the other night as Darth Vader. How was that? It was cute. I was the only one there. It was what they call a hard hat party.
Yeah.
So my hard hat was my Darth Vader.
You were the only one there from Star Wars?
And not only that, I had my pole.
Oh, your lightsaber?
My lightsaber, I mean, yes.
Your pole.
That's right. No, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how far away you can lift up some girl's dress with that. and then retract it. And like, who, me? Oh, my God. Yes, it was great. It was all lit up and everything. I had a good time.
His pole was lit up.
That's right. So anyway, today, yes.
All right, we got a list.
22nd. We have a list. We have a sort of a list today.
Sort of a.
Well, we've got, it's been a week, almost a week. It's been a little over a week, I guess.
I got a Ramtech calendar here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ramtech. Don't forget, Ramtech, they're available on jimmydone.com. Small donation.
Hey, that's right. Don't forget Ramtech. The donation. We did get a nice note. I'll talk about this from Brock.
I prefer Mrs. May, by the way, in the ring.
Yeah, I bet.
I think of the month of Mrs. May.
So. Let's call her up.
All right.
So anyway, here's a little bit of the list.
All right.
The lockdown continues.
Right.
The lockdown. Oh, my God. Look at this. We have our DJ Laurie in here.
DJ Laurie.
All right.
Dressed to success here.
She's getting ready
to talk your ear off, so hold on.
That's right.
Boy, she's a jabber, isn't she?
That's right. So keep running down the list, Jimmy.
Okay. Anyway,
distracted.
Then there's a...
Understandably.
There's a tax protester up in... I forget where he is. I think he's up in New Hampshire.
Swain Fincher.
And he's all holed up, and he says... You'll never take me alive. I'm not paying my income taxes. You'll never take me alive.
It's an unfair law.
And they won't.
That's right. And they won't take him alive. another one about the Chinks. Guess what? Shot down a satellite.
One of their own. He created a lot more satellites in the same time.
That's right.
Infinitesimal.
We won't talk about that.
Debris.
Let's see. They're going to, after a 5-year battle, some guy in Virginia...
Oh yeah!
Finally got his $35 parking ticket overturned. We're going to talk a little bit about that because of the way it happened and so forth. The Donald is in the news but not with Rosie.
That's right. Mm. Star.
Stars and stripes. The Palm Beach does not like the American flag.
That's right.
And
that was a good dovetail from the star from Donald Trump to the star on the flag. Good.
That's good.
And Watch out, folks.
New York City wants to enlist all 8 million of its citizens in crime prevention with their cell phones.
That's right. Crime prevention and trans fat. No trans.
I love this one here that I'm going to talk about. Some Bible nut is putting together. This is really good.
Yes. A Bible thumper.
A Bible thumper is going to put together his museum showing the actual creation of the earth by God, where dinosaurs and humans frolicked together in the fields.
Is this like a big papier-mâché kind of volcano?
No. This is a Disney-esque thing.
He's got $23 million.
This is real.
He got some real money for this thing. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's really interesting. Also, the big news, I think on our last podcast was the coming of the fair, what's it called? The fair, what is it?
My Fair Lady?
The fair law that says you have to have opposing views on the show. It's called the Fair Broadcast Law or whatever.
Oh, well, this is part of the lobbying, revisions, correct?
Right. Part of the lobbying revisions. They want to resurrect the,
That's right.
It's not the fair tax.
Free talk or something.
It's the Fair Use Act or something where if you have a person who speaks of conservative
right-wing stuff,
you got to have equal opportunity. And of course, what happened was it was written so broadly that bloggers were caught up in the net. And
I'll talk about that.
They decided to. Well, I read the whole thing, and they decided they backed off on that one. I'm not sure why, but anyway. Catastrophe funds. We talked a little bit about this as far as Florida was concerned, because we've got our own Florida catastrophe for hurricanes, and that's getting ready to get passed, which is going to raise the cost of everything. But the nationwide catastrophe funds, surprise, surprise, are running low. We've talked about $3 billion that's gone down the toilet that's been wasted. You wonder why the catastrophe funds are running low when there's too many catastrophes and nobody's spending the money on the actual catastrophes, but we don't want to talk about that.
What a list.
What a list. Well, there may be other things.
We got some light
notes. There's a couple other things in
there.
Because I want to talk briefly about the spanking bill out in California.
No more spanking.
That is unbelievable.
Yep. And I want to mention the license plate reading cameras.
Oh, that I do want to talk about. Okay. That was
great.
And
there was actually a California ruling, which is one for our side.
One for our side. Because we did get some good stuff from the dogs.
Right.
From the hangar dogs.
Right.
And I want to talk about James Brown. You know, they're talking about opening up a soul land.
Is that going to be in Branson or North Carolina or someplace?
Georgia somewhere. So.
Okay, we didn't want to say.
Wherever his home is.
While I'm here, I want to say hello to Spain. We got Spain.
I also want to say we're going to talk about Doc's Choppers. Don't forget to talk about that. So. All right, Spain, España.
España came in, Alaska, and hello to our friend in Morocco. And Murfreesboro comes on all the time. Who do we know in Murfreesboro?
We got an email from that guy. And he's actually doesn't quite live in Murfreesboro. He lives like right down the road, and he keeps coming up as Murfreesboro.
Okay,
that's where his.
And then
ISP
we got a couple
is.
Of Canadians, and what was it? Did I just have something here?
And Brock sent you an email.
Brock sent me an email. Which God love you, Brock. But we already. I don't know. We didn't talk about it, but I had seen that thing about the Ludwig von Mises. I heard this maybe 20, 30 years ago when actually from Friedrich von Hayek when I went to one of those things where. They invited von Mises, I guess it was, over to in Germany. He was in Germany. And they said, you know, we're having this horrible hyperinflation. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but they used to take the old money and stamp it with, like, add zeros to it.
Right.
You know, like a
that's
10.
That's how you get rich.
Yeah, that's right. They'd take a 10-mark note and add, like, three or four zeros on it, you know, in order. And that's literally. And literally, you would go to the store with a wheelbarrow full of money, and the wheelbarrow was worth more than the money.
Right.
And so, anyway, they asked Ludwig. They said, ooh, how should we stop this inflation? And he says, well, meet me on the corner of, 12th and Vine or whatever it is at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hollywood and Vine at 3 o'clock in the morning here in Berlin. And I'll tell you exactly how to stop it. Mm-hmm. And so sure enough, the Minister of Finance and the Treasury people and everyone, they all showed up there and they said, well, we can't hear what you're saying. Exactly. We cannot. Yes, you tell us now. So they couldn't hear him over all the noise. He says, well, if you'll stop that noise, you'll stop the inflation. And you know what the noise was? It was the printing presses.
Right.
So that's what caused it. That's right. Chugging away all those multi-billion mark notes. One of my favorite things in a stamp collection, unfortunately, they're not rare. You can get like a stamp that's like 10,000 Deutschmarks.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it would mail a letter like across the street. I mean, the envelope was worth so much more than the stamp.
Right.
You know, so that's how they're.
Really, use really low price ink to make sure it doesn't.
Oh, no, seriously. And, well, you know, they only printed their money on one side of the page. I mean, you couldn't. No. Have you ever seen that kind of? Oh, that's great.
Hey, so we're getting more listeners in the UK. That's good.
Yes.
And always we got a listener somewhere around Amsterdam. Somewhere in that vicinity.
We're liking this show.
Jimmy.
That's right.
Jimmy.
Let's work it out, man.
Cheech and Chong in Amsterdam.
Cheech and Jimmy.
That's right. That's what it takes to listen to this show. That's what it takes to do this show.
All right, you have. Take them now.
That's right.
All right, so let's get into it.
Okay, so the first thing I've got on the list, we don't have to really go through everything, but the Fed chief, Bernanke, was called in Congress to testify about, what's going to happen? And he said, surprise, surprise, he says, if Social Security and Medicare keep going the way they are, we'll be broke.
No.
Yeah, hard to believe.
No.
I know that.
That's
impossible. Surprise. No, I mean, seriously.
Recount.
Right. they call it the Medicare meltdown. I call it the Congress's the don't care meltdown or something. They don't care about Medicare.
Right.
I mean, these guys are, I'm old enough to remember the first the first time they revised or made realized that Social Security was going to go bankrupt. It was 1978.
Like the next day after they passed it?
Huh? No. Believe it or not, they didn't realize it. It didn't hit the newspapers until 1978, and they had a revision, and that was the first time they raised the what they take out of your paycheck. It used to be like 1%.
Yeah, but
or 2%.
I remember us talking about it on the show that time in 78. If you were listening to the Jimmy Doan show
in 98, that was.
No, it was 78.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Jimmy.
Do I hear crickets?
No, I was just kind of trying. I was fumbling.
You couldn't find crickets?
No.
You didn't even hit the crickets.
I mean, Jimmy just missed
that one. I know in 1978 you were out of diapers, but not by much. So, you know, don't tell me. Anyway, so they passed the first one, and the actuaries had come up and said, look, if you don't do something about this, we're going to go broke. So instead of making it solvent by having privatized part of it or rescinding some of the benefits that they tacked onto this thing because all the money was there, they just raised the amount of money that they collect from the employer and the employee, which, of course, is really all the employee's money. And at that point, it was like 2.5%. Now it's 15%. Plus, there's a Medicare to add on. So, I mean, you know, your paycheck is starting to get a big chunk taken out of it when you...
You're
it's a surprise.
Me.
It's a real surprise for a first-time person when the person goes to work over at Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, and they think they're making $8 an hour. So they say, hey, let's see, 8 times 40, what is that? And then they get their calculator out. And they figure that, you know, 8 times 40, they're going to make $400.
You know what? The calculator was wrong.
Well, that's right. Yeah, no, they figure that...
You need a government calculator.
They figure they're going to pull down a check for $320, and the check is for, like, $150. You know, whoa! And the money's been spent. Yeah. You know, they are so in debt, and they can't... Well, what happened? And that's exactly what happened, so they keep taking it out. Anyway, and what's interesting is that anybody, as we said before, anybody under 39 and a half years old, if they think they're going to see any of that money, it is they're dreaming. They're stupid. They are brainwashed.
California dreaming.
Yeah, California.
Where's the Kool-Aid, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's right. They're going to need that. So anyway, the thing about it is what's going to happen on this is this is the beauty of it, and one of the reasons I like this stuff is that the whole thing's going to collapse in about 10 years. I mean, it's literally going to collapse. They're
Cue
literally
the collapse music.
Yeah,
sure. Collapse.
Well, this is why what Brock said, you know, is going to may very well come to pass. The only way they're going to be able to get out of it is by inflating the hell out of the currency. And we're supposed to have the Fed in this country is supposed to be independent. I don't know if I didn't have it on the list.
So start stockpiling cash. Is that what you say, Jim?
No. You want anything but cash. No, you
gold,
just,
baby. We've talked about it before.
Yeah, I'm telling you, rocks are going to be worth more than cash. You know, it doesn't matter. Whatever you can find in your front yard is going to be worth more than cash here, not too distant
rocks,
future.
Baby.
That's right. So anyway, but this dovetails into something that wasn't on the list that I do want to talk about. Don't give me this diversion crap.
That's right.
I did see one of my favorite podcasts besides the Hangar Dogs, which you always listen to, and Stefan Molyneux. Mm-hmm. Freedom Main Radio, he's really good. He has had a couple of good ones recently, and some ones that I wasn't interested in. But anyway, the other one is this guy, Blast the Right, who's he's the comedy
guy.
Jack Clark, right. Well, he's in love with Hugo. He loves Hugo Chavez. He said Hugo gonna do it so nice for his people.
Jack likes Hugo too. I just like to talk about him.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a nice big target, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
you see, he told the Americans to go home, go to hell,
go to hell,
gringos, go to hell.
Yes, go to hell, gringos.
But let me give you some free
statement.
Oil. I will give you free oil.
So no, anyway, the deal is. Oh, Gino's here, but he probably can't hear. So anyway, okay. So anyway, the deal. Wait a minute, I'm losing myself.
Uh-oh,
lost my train. No! Wait! Come back! Come back! Hugo has decided to take over the Venezuelan
everything. Country.
Well, country, but right. The main thing is he wants to take over the central bank in this country. Of course, the Fed is quote independent. That is to say, they can, no matter what the president or Congress says, supposedly, Bernanke can say, I'm not printing any money. I'm not doing any of that Ludwig von Mises stuff. I'm not going to run the presses at 3 o'clock. Too bad. Live on what you got. And there's no inflation.
It's Banco de Hugo.
That's right. And so Hugo has said, well, for the betterment of the people, I'm going to take over the central bank. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen.
He just wants his picture on your papers.
Well, that's a lot of it, but I can tell you right now, there are going to be a lot of them pictures around. Let me tell you something.
A hot dog is going to be 400.
No, it's going to be, let me put it this way. it's gonna, you're gonna, it's gonna be cheaper to paper your wall with money than with wallpaper.
We're gonna be wiping all
that. Absolutely. That is gonna be used for, that's exactly right. Toilet paper, wallpaper, that's where your money is. Yeah. That's what you, you're gonna use wallpaper to actually buy stuff.
Right.
And they use the money as wallpaper. I mean, that's what's gonna happen. They're gonna have so much of it down there. And this guy, Jack Clark, he says, well, it's all for the, I cannot wait.
It's all for the what?
The poor people.
Oh, right.
If all for the underprivileged, and watch how I'm going to spread the wealth. And of course, he gets like, you know, $50 billion or $100 billion a year in oil money from us. Of course, that should make, he should be able to write them all a check, you know, and make them all rich. But it ain't, watch me, trust me on this. It ain't going to happen. And I can tell you, it doesn't happen in this country. And we've mentioned this once or twice before. What are the two poorest states in this country?
Arkansas
and West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And who are the most powerful senators? Who are the people who get the most pork?
Let me guess.
Yeah, let me guess. Right. Byrd, mm-hmm. who is the king of pork, and Trent Lott, of course, from Mississippi.
Pork.
No, he is. He revels in it. He was upset because Ted Stevens usurped him for a while on a per capita basis.
And he, I wanted and he, to sponsor that bridge.
No, he did. I mean, seriously. You know, the problem is that Byrd has been in the West Virginia Senate for so long, like 50 years, that everything's already named after him.
Right.
And there's nothing left. I mean, that's the problem. You know, the beauty is it's everything you go there is. We know, well, I'll meet the corridor, Byrd Terrace and Byrd Street. Oh, it's right down the, that's right down the street from, I live on Byrd Court.
Right.
Did you know Byrd that? Lane.
Oh, no, Byrd Avenue. Byrd Lane is over here,
that's
too.
That's right. Byrd Bank and
that's
the,
right.
And the Byrd Library.
Bank. That's right. Right. The Byrd Library, of course. And, right. And we have the, with the Byrd School 1, Byrd School 2, Byrd right. School 3, and, right. and so forth and so on. And there, I mean, that's everything.
So he wanted to build a bridge from Ted Stevens Island in Alaska down to West Virginia.
Well, the Canadians had a little problem with that.
Yeah.
That was, he was going to, what they figured they were going to do, of course, they were going to raise it up over Canada and hoping they wouldn't notice. So I don't know what that's all about. But but the Canadians said,
they'd be in the no-fly zone.
The chinks were going to shoot it down. Anyway, there we go.
Ching chong, ching chong.
Ching chong.
Wait, I'm checking on our Asian listeners. Right. Hello. Give us time for incoming. Let's
Right.
start figuring out when the projectiles.
We need to hurry up on this show. I want to see what Jack Bauer is going to do tonight.
What's Jack Bauer doing?
Well, Los Angeles blew up.
It did?
Yeah, smoking big mushroom cloud over LA. That was at the end of Monday, last Monday. So now we're going to find out.
Oh, on 24, you
on
mean?
On 20, of course.
Oh.
Duh.
Eric's like, I just lost a few friends out there.
I got friends out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And they're dead.
And they're dead.
No, it was up in the valley someplace. Well, you don't have to worry about it.
Friends in the valley,
I thought we had a War of the Worlds going on.
Okay, no.
The strippers.
The next.
Candy Cat, too.
Oh,
no.
Which reminds me, we did have some people.
Candy Cat 2.
It's a smaller version of the Candy Cat. It's in the valley.
Great. Okay. Well, I thought that was the actual stripper's name.
No. That's like, the club where she
I'm
works.
Candy Cat 2.
Because Pauline works.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Pauline.
Yeah, that was her name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's he's dead.
I want to ask you a question. I saw a picture of one of those girls. Are any of them, by any wild chance, artificially enhanced?
No.
I didn't think so. That's all natural, right?
That's forbidden.
Hey, define artificial.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay.
They're real big.
Really big.
Really big.
Pauline wasn't that big.
All right, so what's next?
Okay, so the
other... Did we digress?
I want to talk a little bit about this guy. Where's this hold-up tax protester?
Okay, you got...
This is great.
Virginia, wasn't it?
Wayne Hollis Fincher.
Okay, where is he?
And he's at his home.
Yeah, it is old.
Fidget Town.
He's trying to evade the federal income tax.
Right, he hadn't paid.
Right. In 30 years. Something like that, right? He hadn't paid in 30 years.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
He feels that it's not a fair law.
Okay,
it's an unjust law.
Okay, well, I can tell you from personal experience, because I went to those seminars in the mid-70s.
Have you?
And there was this guy named Irwin Schiff, and he spent time in jail. Mm-hmm. And he told you how you could, they had all this business about setting up the trusts, and on and on and on, and every one of them got tossed out. And they basically said, you know, they tried to fight it through the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said,
what Hollis tried to do, or Fincher. He tried to argue that the jury should nullify the case against him.
Okay, now did it go to a jury trial?
Yes.
Okay, so see, usually it's an administrative thing, right?
Yeah.
The IRS people, actually, they carry guns.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, IRS agents can come to your door armed and dangerous.
And they will.
And they will.
They'll go to his door and get him, too. He's been convicted, and he said they're not taking him alive.
And they probably won't. So this is another Ruby Ridge.
It's going to probably be, yeah.
But, I mean, this is because he hasn't... This will show us, right? You don't pay your income tax, kill you.
What's a demonstration of is the ultimate penalty for defiance.
It's interesting because it's the ultimate penalty when people realize that is actually the ultimate penalty for not paying a parking ticket.
Yeah, for any defiance.
No, I'm serious. Don't laugh. I mean, the fact is that if you
blow it off for long enough, they'll blow it off.
That's right. And that is the thing that Stefan pointed out so well, I thought. The government has a monopoly. We give the government three things. We give them a monopoly on guns. We give them a list of things to do, and we give them sovereign immunity, and we say, go for it. And by the way, don't hurt us. Here's a piece of paper. here's a piece of paper. We're going to call it a constitution or a charter or whatever it is, and here's what you can do, but you can't do anything else. And, of course, what happens is when they do something else, you know, what do? You
Yes, that's it.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, let me tell you what one guy did. I'm going to jump out of sequence here. What one guy did in Virginia?
It happens every now.
Was he had a, he got a $35?
We jump out of sequence.
Yeah, he got a $35 parking ticket for an expired inspection sticker.
Right.
But anyway, the deal is the guy had his car parked, like stored, in a private parking lot. And but it was not, it wasn't like in his garage or anything, but it was in a, like a private parking lot. And it was a 1990 Ford Taurus, no valid state inspection, $35 citation. He decided to fight it. So he goes to court and he says, I'm not, you know, this is ridiculous. You can't come on my private property.
And, F you.
Yeah, I can't find. And so anyway, the prosecutor, unusual for a prosecutor, of course, said, nah, you're a Vietnam vet or whatever. You know, we're going to let you go on this one. He was pissed because he wanted to take it to court. It took him three times. He baited him, finally.
Really?
He finally baited him on the third time when they issued him a ticket because nobody had told the cops. Cops do is they drive through these parking lots, and if they see an expired inspection sticker, they slap $35 thing on. They've been doing it for 30 years.
They don't have to see it anymore.
Yeah. Easy money.
That's
baby.
Another thing. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The technology is improving rather dramatically on that score. But the deal was he finally, you know, spit in the prosecutor's face when he went to court, and the prosecutor said, okay, jury trial. And they went before the judge, and the judge said, this is ridiculous. You can't do that. You know, threw the whole thing out. In fact, the judge went overboard and said, don't go near the guy. Don't, you know, none of this is valid. And the judge apparently, I don't know what he did, but basically the guy took 5 years and I don't know how many tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees and everything to beat this $35 ticket. This brings up a couple of points. First of all, a lot of laws are illegal and a lot of them are trivial like this where it's $5 or $10 or $15 or $20. And they count on the fact that you're not going to blow off $10,000 to make it easy for everybody else. Now, the second thing is the city has realized what the judge said. And rather than saying, they said, you know, okay, you had your day in court and you won, and thank you so much. And oh, by the way, we're going to go back to staff, and we're going to make a brand new law that gets around this ruling by the judge because we still want the goddamn $35,
right?
And we're going to find a way, you know,
that's the gravy money.
That's right. Well, no, it's found cash, you know. And the fact is that it's in their budget. I mean, here and even in Alachua County, when you look at fines and forfeitures, which you don't. If everybody was good, that would drop to zero. But because they know actuarially that there will be...
That's the word of the day.
An actuary, that's right.
Actuary.
Not actually, but actuarially.
I got it.
Okay, good.
Look that up.
That's right.
Email us. You win something.
That's it. And, well, we have, along with a donation.
That's right.
We still have cups to give away. I was wondering, are we going to use them for target practice or what? I mean, nobody's sending us the big donations.
Oh, no, they're coming. They're
okay,
on the way.
Okay, good.
Server takes a little while.
Okay.
Server takes a little while.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. What was I saying? I was saying that they're going to...
Actuarially,
that here in this town, it's literally millions of dollars that they have in the budget.
Sure.
I mean, it's exactly. And that is fines and forfeitures. And it's in the budget. And it as I say, if nobody ran a stoplight in this town, the sheriff would go broke.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's.
And I can tell you, I don't know what the law here in Florida is different from that. And because I can tell you that somebody in my neighborhood called in a report on the vet. The 81 pristine Corvette that's sitting in our front driveway because the tag was, according to them, expired.
Uh-huh.
And the inspection guy from the police came by and said, it left me a little note and said, call this number or, you know, report, blah, blah, blah. And so I called him up and I said, actually, the tag wasn't expired. We just lost the sticker. And I said, the tag's not expired. You know, run it. And he was, for whatever reason, not empowered to run the tag.
You're kidding.
No. And I said, well, you're the police, right? He said, well, we're like a division of the police.
And what do they call them? They have a name for the pseudo police.
Double secret.
Yeah, I'm like, you're the tag guy, you know?
You're the tag.
How can you tag?
You're the tag.
The meter me.
Yeah, but how can you not run the tag if you're the tag guy? So anyway, I had to get a replacement sticker and for $14.
The definition of tag.
For $14, you had to get a replacement sticker?
Yeah,
$14.
That's why God invented Photoshop.
Hey, it's a good sticker.
You're supposed to Photoshop that damn thing in there.
But this one really sticks.
Yeah, so that sticks the hell out
of it. I'm telling you, you put some of that Gorilla Glue on there, it'll stick. You'd be surprised.
So did $14. You take the vet down to get the sticker? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, but we fixed it. And
did you go talk to the neighbor?
No, we don't. It was an anonymous call.
Anonymous.
Yeah, anonymous caller.
Man, turn you in. Boy, see, that's the beauty.
Lawyer hating.
They're getting. I mean, they are. The state is turning us against each other, and we're going to talk about that up in New York here.
It's amazing, and I'm surprised that this guy won his $35 appeal. And,
it took him 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally. I mean,
as all our listeners, attorney, I advise you not to take that course of action.
Well, let me tell you, the only thing my guess, it wasn't part of this story.
My guess is he's single. Or if he wasn't, now he is.
Yeah, well, no question about that. And I'll tell you something
what a
else.
Dumbass.
He's
wait, look at his urine.
He has no retirement fund either.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's now going to have to work till he's 83. You're right about that. The simple fact is that when you fight that stuff,
right.
You know,
and Fincher was just as crazy. I mean, the fact is that he was trying to get, he didn't understand the law, and apparently none of the lawyers that he hired through the years explained it to
right.
him. Right. And that is that you can't argue jury nullification to the jury. The judge isn't going to let you. The only person who can throw out the law as unconstitutional is the judge. And they're
well, the only thing I'm guessing is that the judge had a bunch of them $35 tickets someplace.
Oh, maybe so. They must have shopped around for the right guy or something.
Yeah, because that's what you do. You find the judge who's been hosed over by I've always said that they would legalize drugs tomorrow if we could find some way, if God would come in and put like some hurt and pain in some of the shoulders or knees of some of our congressmen.
Open up a can of whoop-ass.
A couple of whoop-ass on these guys, and you'd find Vicodin to be legal tomorrow. I mean, as soon as they need it, boy, I'll tell you. That'd be cool fun.
That'd be good TV.
So, did you want to dovetail real quickly into the fact that they don't need to even
drive by anymore?
Yeah, I mean, they have those automatic tag reading things.
That's in Vancouver.
Things. It's in Vancouver.
What, but it's know, coming south.
It's coming south.
Oh,
it's
the
exactly.
Canadians are more
what is
more
this? They got a camera pulled?
Oh, yeah. No, four or five cameras.
Yeah, four or five cameras on the car, and it reads 3,000 plates an hour.
Yeah.
Yep. And, I mean, they have one.
It's automatic. In other words, it's
you can't turn it off.
Yeah.
You can't turn it off.
No. You're driving up, and it tells you, bing, 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 and then it says, you know, Neuterman's tag is, not supposed to be driving, and then they'll wait for you, and then come out and see if you're driving.
It automatically launches a missile at that car.
Right.
Well, no, it has two front-facing cameras.
Two facing.
So to get on each side of the road. And then it's got
side ones.
And then it got side ones so they can drive down the parking lots.
Right.
And the people that are...
That's part of their MO now, to drive around parking lots.
Right, exactly.
And just let the cars, let the computer pick them up.
That's right. And so what happens is the computer, it automatically figures who it is. And, of course, what they're saying is, well, we're looking for terrorists and people that are stolen cars,
right.
Bank robbers.
We're looking for Osama.
And also people that have insurance.
Right.
And,
yeah.
They don't have insurance. Right. Maybe they have an expired sticker or something like that.
They didn't come down and pay that ticket.
They have an outstanding
just
ticket. Right. That's right. So then, of course, the little bell goes off in the place. So the one thing, what they showed on this video, it's on YouTube, I think. When they showed what they showed on the video was they got some bank robber. Okay, yeah, well and good, but I'm telling you right now, if you think that that's where it's going to stop, I mean, once they get all the bank robbers, who's next?
Well, here's the thing, you know, technology is a neutral player, and it's going to come. It's coming down the pike, and it's going to be...
Lockdown.
It's going to be chips and everything, and in your car, more mandatory, GM's
chips
already got them.
Chips and salsa.
And, yeah.
Well, you already have mandatory, satellite tracking
GPS.
In your cell phone, right?
Not yet in the cell phone.
Are you kidding?
No.
Not in a
cell phone. Are you sure?
Not mandatory.
I thought that all the new phones had to have it built in.
New phones.
And for the past year or so, I thought that.
Yeah, I think for the past year
we'll
so they've all had
to. We'll get back to you on that. We'll check that out. But I know that GM's doing it all in their cars.
Well, of course, they've got the OnStar.
Right, exactly. And that tells you where everybody's going.
But that's private.
Yeah,
and of course, there's no way you could ever get a warrant to search that stuff, right?
Let me tell you,
private.
I've seen these things in county court, man. I've seen them all over the place, and I've seen the judge go, "Well, let's see. You drove from 15th Street down to 6th Street, and you took a right, and then you drove over to 5th Avenue, and,
right?
And then you stopped in front of
Kelly.
Exactly. You stopped in front of Hoosie was house.
Hoosie was.
Yeah, we know where.
It's actually Horsey Wuss's house.
Yeah. Well, it goes to Hoosie Wuss, then Horsey Wuss.
That's right.
And
then Housey Wuss.
Yeah, let's see. Right. You drove by the ATM, and then you went to the hood, and you were there for 5 minutes.
Then you got a fit.
Then you went to the liquor store.
And then you went back to the ATM.
And then back to the liquor store. And then back to
Horsey Wuss. That's right. We had suspicious activity. But I was just trying to save those girls, Your Honor.
Yeah, exactly. It was bringing some more people some money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They needed it. They were asking me for money, and I said, "Let me go to the ATM and get you some."
Yeah.
No problem. Mm-hmm. I'll be back.
Yeah. So look, the bottom line, as I'm so frequent to say, is...
That's his other
show. It's not the technology we got to worry about. It's the fact of the laws. The idea that we got to change some of these laws.
They're not going to get changed. It's going to get worse. It's getting worse daily. I'm telling you.
I will say this.
Always the optimist, Jimmy.
We did win a victory this.
Where?
In the U.S. Supreme Court.
No.
Yep, it's true. 6-3 decision was handed down in a case.
That means three of them suck wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, three of them sucked. Alito sucked. Alito sucked this one up. Breyer sucked it up.
I figured Breyer, but Alito and Breyer on the same team?
Yep.
And they must be.
And Kennedy. They were the suckers.
I figured, but I mean, Alito? I mean, are they lovers or what?
Well, he's pro-state. He's pro-state, and let me explain the ruling.
Okay.
Here. This was a sentencing guideline ruling, which basically throws out years of California sentencing. They have to go back now and resentence like tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands.
Even people that are out.
Well, I mean, those people are probably
I'm sorry, your sentence was a little light. Come on back.
Yeah, well, no.
It's going
to go the other way, right? It has to do with mitigators and aggravators in any sentence. As it turns out...
Wait, mitigators...
I'm going to explain.
Okay.
What it is in California, when you commit a crime...
That's why you get the big money.
That's right. They give the judge three sentences to choose from. There's a light sentence if the guy did it, but there's some mitigating factors. And then there's like a medium sentence if the guy just did it. And then there's an aggravating sentence if the guy did it and he did some bad stuff while he did it.
Is this like the three bears or something? I mean, mama bear, baby bear, and papa bear sentencing?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But what it does is the judge was previously allowed to make findings of fact on these mitigators based on a preponderance of the evidence. And so here's facts at the trial which are going to affect this person's sentence, potentially making it years longer, that the jury never gets to rule on. And the Supreme Court has always said, and still maintains in this great ruling, that the jury's got to decide each and every one of these little points of the crime.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Up until this ruling, the jury would, convict, say.
Right.
And then the jury would leave.
Right.
And the judge would say, "You're a bad boy."
Right.
Bad boy.
Right.
And I'm going to give you the full deal on this.
Right. They would say something like, "Look, ooh, this person, like, let's say it was a battery case and you battered somebody." And the judge say, "Okay, the jury convicted you of battery." And then they look at the case and judge says, "Well, you know, this person was you were like a custodian of this person, like you were an uncle or something." So,
yeah.
So that's
even
aggravating
worse.
Factor because you had some control.
How about
it,
if you've done it before or something?
Right. Another one. And a mitigating factor in this case was that this guy had no criminal record in the past. And so
still got the max.
Still got the max.
The hanging judge was
in. The judge said, the aggravators outweigh the mitigators, so you get the 16 years instead of the 12 years.
And this was 8, 12, or 16
exactly.
Was the thing. So he got the 16.
Right.
But he's out.
Well, no, he's not out. He
got reduced to
8 or to 12. Excuse me, he's going to get to 12.
So he got a 4-year reprieve, if you want.
Exactly.
Ah.
And so basically, it's a great ruling for everybody because it affirms that in the United States, if they want to prove pieces of a crime to you, if they got to prove the crime against you, every little piece of the crime, they call it elements of the crime, has to be proven to the jury beyond a reasonable doubt. And not the judge.
Okay, well, how does this square with something called the pre-sentencing investigation?
Well, the pre-sentencing investigation, what are you talking about? Just like the guidelines here in Florida?
I guess, you know, I mean, after everybody's gone home, the guy's convicted, they say, well, I don't know what the sentence is going to be, so we have an investigation. What's that
They do, what it is...
But there's no jury there, right?
Well, yeah. In fact, there are. In Florida, that's exactly what this is about. There are little pieces of the crime, like let's say, again, if the person was under 12 years old or something, or you did it with violence. These are things which
you did it with violence, but you were driving your pregnant wife to the hospital because she was in labor.
That's a mitigator. See, so that's actually an affirmative defense, but you get the point. The idea is there are things about the crime and the circumstances, things about the victim, things about the perpetrator.
Things about the victim?
Yes. Well, if they're particularly vulnerable, for example, like they're retarded or something, you know. Then it's a harsher crime according to California and according to most states.
And of course, the hate crime business come in on that too.
Yes, exactly the kind of thing.
Retard alert!
Now, of course, the jury gets to see all that stuff now, so it's a victory for us.
Okay. Well, so a good. So we hope that the defense attorney will downplay the adverse stuff and play up the mitigating stuff.
Right, exactly. That's what we do here. And so it's going to be interesting to see how many people get out in California. Now, California, I got to warn you, though. If you're listening from California, which we have lots of, there's something you need to write down right now. And that is, there's a new law which is going to be coming into play. That is this, your Congresswoman, Democrat, Sally Lieber. Exactly. Democrat from Mountain View, okay, Santa Clara County, is introducing a bill to prevent all forms of corporal punishment for children 3 and under.
Go!
All forms of corporal punishment.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Wait, Let me get this straight. That's really scary.
Yeah.
No, here's the deal. You're in the supermarket.
Right.
And your kid, you know, like, spills a bunch of jars of pickles, they spill all over the place, there's glass everywhere.
Right.
And the mother, you know, picks up the kid, the 3-year-old, by the arm,
right,
roughly.
Right.
And plops him in the basket, says, you little shit, we're out of here.
Right. Or slaps his hand or something.
That's a no-no. Okay.
Going to jail.
Going to jail.
Right. Going to jail. It's going to be...
The state is...
up to a year in jail.
And that's good for the kid.
Well, of course. This is going to help
the kid
get
more freedom without having to be oppressed.
That's true, especially if you're under 3.
Right.
And that's the beauty of it. That's right. So you're 2.5 years old. Mom's going to be out after I'm 3.
Right.
Life
ruin her.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no question about it. Right. So he goes with DCF into a foster home.
Yeah.
Or dad, if there is one, you know, that kind of thing, I suppose. Now, maybe dad. Of course, dad would be under suspicion, too, I suppose. I don't know.
I imagine if the 3-year-old reported being hit at any time.
Daddy hit me too.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they're charged too. So, and I've heard these people talk about it, and they're saying stuff like, "Well, the parents will just get sentenced to a parenting class." Well, then make that the maximum. You know, if that's all you really want to do, then make that the maximum.
That's what always gets me about a lot of this stuff. When you look at the, for instance, on the, I understand what you're saying here, but on the DVDs, when the thing comes up, says a federal. $250,000 and 5 years in jail if you copy these DVDs.
Right.
I understand if you're going to run off $100,000 of them.
Have you done that?
How many Chinamen would be in jail right now if they?
Yeah, well, seriously, all of them.
If they could catch them.
Right.
Yeah, but then you got to have the jail.
Well, you just wall in. They have a great wall over there. You bend it around a little
bit. You're right about that. It'd be like,
got this wall.
It'd be escape from
Beijing. Seeing as how you need to go get the waste.
No. It'd be escape from Beijing.
Escape from New York.
Exactly. Right.
We'll talk about Chinese in a minute, but here's Sally Lieber. She's 45 years old, has no kids. Mm-hmm. So probably not.
She knows.
Old maid.
Yeah, exactly. So
now you can bet that she was whomped up on when she was.
No. In fact, she said she never was hit.
She's lying.
No, she says she never was hit.
She's a liar.
No, well, maybe. But, I mean, I think somebody should hit her now.
Yeah, I mean, really. Shut up. No, can you imagine as it is, child abuse gets reported all the time. And that's anonymous.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, you could if you are pissed at your neighbor for whatever reason, you know, you report it for child abuse, and boom, you know, the SWAT team shows up.
They flock
but you
in.
Can, but you can, but the thing that's going to happen is exactly the same thing. This has always gotten me too. It's the same thing that's going to happen in hospitals. You know, if you walk into a hospital with a bullet wound, I mean, you know, you can't just say.
He's talking about they report it. They're talking about it. It's a crime. Somebody shot you. So who was it, and what are the circumstances?
None of your business.
Well, that's what you like. Now it's going to be. The child's got a little red mark on her hand or something.
And that's my point, is that they're going to report stuff. In other words, the cashier is going to be sent to jail if you don't turn them in. Because they have video cameras everywhere now.
Exactly.
And you can just see this. You know, she's going to figure that she's going to go to jail, get fired, or whatever it is, if she doesn't report, because it's on tape.
Right.
And I'm telling you, folks.
Sally Lieber's fax number is 919-319-2122.
919-319-2122.
I can send her fax right out of this computer.
919-319-2122.
I'll wait till the show's over.
And the guy, the author of the bill, says parenting is really a partnership between the state and parents.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you something.
State's a village.
See, guys, the state will take over your children.
If it's a partnership. Partners negotiate between each other, right?
Well, you notice.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think you can negotiate your way out of something with the state if they have a decision about your parenting?
Let me ask you. In that particular partnership, you notice one of them has a gun.
One of them has a big gun.
That's right. I mean, that's like, you know, I'm partners. Yeah, you got the gun, and I'm sitting here with nothing.
It's the scales of justice.
Well, you get a gun.
Yeah, no, but I mean, my point is, it's. My guess is it's pretty much illegal for me to shoot them, while it's perfectly legal for them to waste my ass.
Absolutely. I mean, partnership my...
Yeah, partnership
they're
my ass.
They're protecting the community.
That's right. That's it exactly. Yeah.
So
it's like that guy who... The single guy in his garage who writes a little code, and he's partners with Bill Gates.
Yeah.
You bet. I work with Bill Gates.
Yes, I work with him.
Except Bill Gates doesn't have a gun. I mean, you know, the worst that can happen is Bill Gates can put you out of... He can put you out of business.
Right, right.
The point is,
he knows someone with a gun.
You think?
Way to pinch that one off.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, that's good. Moving along.
Moving along.
Speaking of the state, of course, down in Palm Beach, Donald is in trouble again. Not with Rosie.
Don't wave the flag. It's too big.
Don't wave the American flag.
It's too big.
How big is it?
I mean, it's like 48 square feet or so. It's like 12 by 16 or something.
It's too red and white.
It's,
you know, I mean,
could you make it like a pinkish and sort
it's
of
it's too high. I think they said it was too high.
It is
high.
Too high. It's 48. It's, high. It's like 40 feet in the air.
Too high.
The community where he lives, it's in, what's the name of this place? Marvelous or Marbleot or
Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago, right. Okay.
Palm Beach.
And it's
20 acres.
He's been there forever.
Well, he's been there for, not only that, it's like in the middle of 20 acres, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge place.
Right.
As big as this flag is, I'm not saying you can't see it from the road. But you got to look for it. I mean, this is not, here in this town, for instance, down here at the Chevy place, that flag is like as big as Northeast Gainesville.
It is. It's humongous.
And nobody says a word about it. And that's the car dealer. But my point is,
Santa Fe,
it's on the road.
Right.
You know, you drive on a windy day, you drive, that flag flaps over the whole Western Main Street. I'm serious.
Right.
Now, this flag isn't that big. I know it's not that big. Number one. And it's in the middle of 20 acres. It's a pretty good size, but. The county or the city, I guess, is after his ass, and he's suing him for like $20 million. And of course,
they're fining him every day.
They're fining him like $200 a day or something
a lot more than that. Gotta be thousands a day. Gotta be.
Okay, but
$200 a day doesn't do anything in Palm Beach.
Let me tell you this: to the Donald, $1,000 a day
doesn't do anything.
That's what out of his pocket.
Let's look it up. I bet it's $5,000.
No. I don't think it's. I think it's in triple digits. Not.
We'll figure it out.
But doesn't matter. The point is,
Donald's not paying it.
I think that he's going to disguise that pole as a center finger.
There's going to be a center finger
with a flag flying from it when this is all over. Mm-hmm. The point is he's suing him for like $20 million or something because of this. And as they say, in this day and age, especially with terrorists and everything like that. I mean, who's going to convict him? He's flying the American flag.
Right.
I mean, okay, you can't fly the American flag. Sorry. It's too big.
I bet if you look it up, I bet there's hundreds of cases like this, though, against the American flag. We need to look at it. I bet there are.
Well, you know, you don't remember the days. You were too young. But in the, when I was growing up, if you wore a flag or something, I mean, you got arrested. If you had your pants made out of the flag.
Inciting.
Yeah, you're not supposed to that's part of the desecration.
No, the desecration rules were severe when I was growing up. I mean, literally, you took that flag down every evening, no matter what. If it was raining, it came down. If it was, you know, you didn't do it the right. If it was upside down, of course, that meant distress or something happened. You know, when I was, it was a big deal every morning to go out and put the flag up when I was in camp and stuff like that. And boy, you didn't drop it on the ground, whoa!
You got to cut out the stars and burn it.
It's unbelievable. No. And that's when I was growing up. That's the way it was. So now, of course, you know, you got thongs made out of the flag, for God's sakes.
Hallelujah!
You know, nobody's worried about them, but they can't be too small anymore. I can say that. I mean, I saw pasties that were changed.
I was just going to say it.
Yeah, no.
Pasties are made out of these little stars.
That's right. I'm honoring America here. Watch, pinch this. Yeah, so, I mean, I understand. But anyway, I think Donald's going to win this one. But it's all, you know, have enough money. He's making
it. Is he going to win the $20 million?
It'll go out. They'll rescind. He's not going to owe him anything.
Yeah.
The vice versa.
Okay.
And he wins the newspaper.
The president.
Because they back down.
Oh, the presidency.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about Hillary yet, do we?
No, I don't care.
You can jump into that.
Huh?
What do you got? What else you got?
Well, I've got the fact that China's going to shoot down Hillary. No, China's shot down a satellite.
They did, and did you see the U.S. came out and said, we're trying to keep warfare out of space. No,
I love this. I'm going to read you. I have the article here in front of me.
Okay.
I love this. Flexing muscle, China destroys satellite and test. And China successfully carried out its first test of an anti-satellite weapon last week, and so forth and so on. And expressions of concern from Washington and other capitals. And then White House officials said in the United States and other nations, which did not identify, expressed our concern regarding this action. American officials complained yesterday that China had made no public or private announcements about it. They didn't announce ahead of time they're going to shoot down their own satellite.
No?
Boy, I'll tell you. And, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, it puts pressure on the UN. Now it says it puts pressure on the United States to negotiate agreements. Not to weaponize space, which is...
How dare they put pressure on
it? They're right. Development of and testing of such weapons is inconsistent with the spirit of cooperation and both areas it aspire to. And so I love this. The administration's laser research is far more ambitious than a previous effort by the Clinton administration.
Hey, there's our first caller. 1-800...
Go ahead and take it.
1-866-95-JIMMY.
It's Richard. Let me just take this.
Yeah, just hold on a second. Hey, and we're back with the Jimmy Dolan Show.
We're back with Jimmy Dolan Show.
Hey, we're back. This is where you edit it back in.
Well, that's right. You can edit back in. That's right. Cut the left. That was my friend from the... I went down to the city commission meeting tonight.
Right.
To complain about...
Yeah, I saw you on the TV.
We need to put it on YouTube.
Well, we can, but
out.
It's going to be the ghost man. But it was great because you were right behind the camera the whole time.
I did that on purpose.
I did that on purpose.
I was the only one there just about.
I wish you'd had a big Jimmy Doan shirt on.
Something? I'm going to do that next time.
Yeah.
My gosh,
yeah.
That's a good point.
You should have a Jimmy Doan hat, beer mug, t-shirt.
Beer mug.
Everything.
Right, big Jimmy Doan flag sticking out. You know?
A 4x4 banner in the back.
That's right.
That's right. I can
some Jimmy Doan rockets, you know, with
that's right. Come in with their legs up in the air.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Well, no, we can do that.
Jimmy on one leg, Doan on the other.
That's
Jimmy Doan.
Or they turn around with their butt cheeks.
Right. Jimmy Doan.
That's it. Cool.
Right.
Woo! All right.
These are my dancers.
Come back.
Jimmy Doan dancers.
Bring them on back. Come on back.
Come on. What?
Here we come.
No, I was down there complaining about the. What was I complaining about?
You wanted to abolish the city.
I wanted to abolish the
city planning.
Planning Commission because they're you talk about tits on a bull, boy. Those people, they are
on a bull.
They are no, I'm serious. They are volunteers. They get paid nothing, and they're not even worth that.
Right.
I mean, do you talk about?
It was great. You were like, you know, these people have dumped like six figures into their building plannings, and then they come before these manhandling people that.
arrogantly
arrogant out the wazoo.
Coming out of the dream now.
All the Jack.
Coming back.
Jack, shut up, Jack. Damn it, Jack. All right. Yeah, so anyway, and then he goes, you know, these guys are deciding, like, what color gold should be allowed on the buildings and all this, you know. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to see that. But that was Richard. He spoke after me. He wants to. Did you tape mine?
I got most of his, probably.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk. Okay, moving on. Coming back. We're yanking it back. Where are we? I forgot. Oh, that's the missile.
That's right.
That's right. So we
So China was talking about this is just a part of our program, and the U.S.
We take one satellite, we make many, many satellites out of it.
That's right. Well, you know, of course,
it's a construction problem.
They're sitting there, they're saying, well, we have some concerns about. You can imagine the people in the Pentagon are sitting there weeing in their drawers.
My God.
I'm seriously, they have got to be just panic stricken because.
Not only that, but ABC, NBC, Cox, Fox, everybody. Yeah, anybody who's got a satellite up there now?
The Pentagon looked like a wood pile that you just uncovered in a whole bunch of roaches.
No, I'm serious. They were just,
scurry.
When in trouble and in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. And that's what these generals had medals flying in every direction. They did. I mean, they were flapping in the wind, all those medals.
Like a centrifuge.
Clank. What do we do now? You know, their hats are popping off their head like a cartoon.
One of the U.S. statements was, well, we don't want to militarize space.
Yeah, of course, we're working on lasers. We're working on these million-watt lasers to blast the shit out of everything. They're trying to drill a hole in the moon, for all I know.
Right. Have they seen Star Wars?
Yeah, I mean,
it's a movie.
It's a movie.
You know that war is going to space. I mean, that's like the next logical progression.
Do you think for 2 seconds, if they thought they could put up a Death Star, that they wouldn't do it
tomorrow? Death Star.
That's right. Blown by the bird rocket.
Yeah, brought you West Virginians a Death Star.
That's right. Good for the nation.
That's right.
As long as there's room somewhere for Jimmy Berg.
That's right. Jimmy Berg.
It's a small state.
Jimmy Berg. You're so weird. What is that?
On some planet somewhere.
That's right. Well, we need our own.
So yeah, I mean that's satellite smashing laser.
Have to start having satellites that have some kind of big time bulletproof vests on them now, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll be armed and dangerous.
No, you just got to have
satellites. If they see a missile heading their way, they can move around.
Right. It dances around, you know.
As if that's going to do any good. You got to be kidding me. You know, this thing's got a.
The bob and weave.
Now, let me tell you. Here's the deal. If they got a camera on a car that can read the damn license plate look up the thing, if you don't think they're going to put one of those on the nose of that the Chinese missile and say, looks like this. You know,
right.
Track this one.
Yeah.
Looky looky here.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's got a big MTV logo on
that's
the
right.
Side.
Yeah, I think we can spot that thing in it. No, I mean, give me a break. The cops, you know, for $400 you could buy a camera that recognizes a license, 3,000 license plates an hour. I believe that the Chinese, for substantially less money, could put something on the nose cone that would recognize a satellite all by itself in the middle of space.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do it cheap. It's all made in China.
That's right. That's good. Or they'll outsource it.
All right.
They'll
outsource it, right.
All
right.
Well, maybe we can build it for them.
Right, right. Exactly.
Hey, we can be there.
The Jimmy. What else we got, Jimmy? We got it.
Okay, the next thing is, let's see. Do we want to talk about New York City wants to turn? This is part of the lockdown.
Are we going to talk about Hillary?
Hillary?
Well, let's do lockdown then, Hillary.
Okay, fine. New York City. They have
Hillary State.
They are making the 911 calls video so that you can dial 911 and turn on your cell phone video and capture the miscreant in the process.
Transfers the image directly to the police.
Directly to the 911.
Last scream right before the rifle goes off.
Well, it could be, but I mean, I'm thinking that there's a lot of people are missing some bets. I'm just wondering what pimps do. You know, you can show your girl, you know, on this thing.
Right.
You can call the John up and say, here she is, here's what she looks like.
Well, you can do that now.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm wondering if they do. You know, but I'm looking at a business opportunity.
I bet you there's going to be some mistaken calls 911. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. show my apartment there. As I called.
Bubble. That's right.
All right. Or I didn't. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, the guy shows it in the mirror as he gets out of the shower. Steps on it by mistake, you know. You know, because he's got, because what he's got, as you know, a lot of these phones have got a one button for the emergency.
Mm. Right,
so the cat sits on it or something like that.
Right.
Or better yet, the guy is cavorting around
with a crack pipe in his hand,
right,
smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
and dials 911.
Or crack.
Right. And Garfield steps on his phone. And
that's right. And he's in jail. Thanks, cat.
With Tyrone in the clink.
That's going to happen. The only thing I can think of that this could help, and again, technology is a neutral player, but I bet you there's going to be a whole bunch of police brutality videos getting in there.
That's true.
YouTube, baby. YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, I would. That's what I. As a matter of fact, it was.
Hey, don't forget the Jimmy Doe MySpace.
They have. That's right. We want to find out. I want to do that too. But
one of our great fans.
YouTube's got a new thing. YouTube has a new thing. You can go. You don't edit it. You can go direct to YouTube now.
Huh.
You can hit your video cam up, which I guess would be your cell phone as well, if you've got a link. And you can just say, put it on now, and it goes immediately.
Well, what if it's naked people? They don't like naked people.
It takes them a while to take it down, you know. I mean, you know,
Jimmy,
for a few minutes.
Jimmy, always finding that back door.
Jimmy does not need to hear about it. I believe that falls into the inappropriate category.
We'll be zapping some YouTube Jimmy Doan live stuff up there right now.
Yeah. There's only certain videos.
I think Jimmy's wearing that. If you see the picture of Jimmy on our webpage, I think he's wearing that same shirt tonight, just so you can get a mental image. He's in his proper attire, just so you know.
It's my Route 60. I bought four of them.
Oh, okay.
Well, then, you didn't know that.
That way you don't have to change.
Oh, yeah,
no. I changed.
Yeah, look, there's one in the closet right there.
No, yeah. Lying. No, don't. I've got four of them.
He's got four. Well, but he's, as I said, he's a
like
proper
this shirt.
Time. All right, so what else we got today?
Hillary's in.
January.
Okay.
Hillary.
Okay, you want to talk about Hillary?
Hillary's in.
Shuck, mind you. I can't believe that I thought she was out still on a listening tour.
Oh, no.
And suddenly, as soon as Obama got announced and started to get some traction, as they say.
That's what I bet you.
It's all, you know what it is. No, think about it for a second. I wonder if it's about the money. You know, the fact is that they got to hit. They're all going to hit the same donors up, right?
Oh, yeah. So Hillary's running for president, huh?
Hard to believe. Yeah. I didn't see
that coming. You know.
It
was shocking.
Blindsided. I mean, I was just shocked and amazed. I think what happened was that the deal was that Obama started to soak up some of the, you know, started to hit the contributor list that was hurt.
That's right.
And started to actually get some dough. And of course, you know, once you handed out that $20,000 or $30,000, you're not allowed to do it for a week or two or however.
If you're not in line, you're not going to get in.
Exactly. So, you got to put that hand out.
That's right.
So everybody's getting in now.
Well,
Big
I mean,
hand.
Have you noticed who's? Yeah. I mean,
who's jumping in?
Let me tell you, there's more people running for president than there are people.
Who is the senator? I'm going to say Cole. No,
there's some guy that starts with a V, and it's from out in Midwest someplace.
There's some research, right? What about Ron Paul?
Ron Paul is going to run as a Republican?
Is that RuPaul's brother?
No. Ron Paul is one of the people,
when you say rhino, it's not a derogatory thing because he's actually a libertarian.
Uh-huh.
Normally, the rhinos are the communists.
That's right. Republican in name only.
Right, but he's actually on the other side. He's the libertarian guy.
Other
but also that Newt is going to probably run.
He said that it's going to be a last resort thing if he does.
Yeah, right. And politicians always tell the truth.
I could maybe vote for Newt.
I like Newt.
Politicians always tell the truth. Right, exactly. Well, Newt does tell the truth. I mean,
which is why he can't get elected.
Right.
But yeah,
he's not bad. He's got a couple of hang-ups.
He does. He's still a statist.
He
still believes in some areas, especially that the government really is the best vehicle to do some of this stuff when it just isn't.
Right.
And it's not in any area really, but I mean, some of these areas it's just a joke. And as I say, what's going to happen is some of this stuff's going to collapse on its own weight.
All right, so back to Hillary.
Is she going to win? No,
is she going to win the Democratic?
You were going to make a prediction when you came in here this evening. You told me you were going to make a prediction that you thought that Hillary was going to run, and you're right. And your prediction came true.
That's right. I was going to make that prediction.
You did tonight
after I found out she was going to run.
I think she picks Edwards as opposed to Obama.
Obama Hussein. No question.
I'm not saying it's early, but you understand that the first primary, which is the New Hampshire primary, and of course they're everybody's juggling. They're trying to move the primary up to before the last election.
Illinois is trying to move it up.
No, I mean they want to have
retroactive.
They want to have the way it's going to be is they're going to have the primaries for the 2008 election sometime before the 2006 election. I mean I don't mean they're moving it up, but it's they're moving up. Anyway, no, the deal is that New Hampshire, of course, traditionally is numero uno, and who's next?
It's like February or something.
Yes,
Iowa.
Iowa's number one. That's right.
Delaware.
And then New Hampshire. But Florida has moved theirs up because we're a big state.
Either Indiana or Illinois.
Is coming up February or
no? No, they want to move. Ours is not until March.
Right.
Well, it's all over.
A year from now.
It's all over by then.
Right. Yeah,
a year from now. Right. But it's all over by then. I mean, by the time you get through South Carolina and Illinois or something, you're done.
Right.
You don't even, nobody even messes with, even though California has got all those votes. Done.
Right.
It's already selected by then. So the last, I think it's like in five or six primaries, basically, which comprise about 2% of the voters, basically select. I mean, it's a joke.
Thank you for listening to part one of the January 22nd Jimmy Doan podcast. Stay tuned for part two.